Hi, and welcome to the Talking Food with Bidfood podcast, the UK's number one food service podcast. I'm your host, Ashley Hollidge, and we are back at Taste of Bidfood, our annual networking event, but this time we are at the home of the UK's motor racing, Silverstone. We are talking to some of the voices in food service to get their thoughts on what the future holds for the food service industry. As you can hear, it is buzzing at the moment, lots of great food floating around from our suppliers, and special guest Simon Rimmer is on the main stage, who we will be hearing from shortly. Simon, welcome to Talking Food with Bidfood and welcome to Taste of Bidfood.
Thank you. It's lovely to be here. It's been a really good day.
Now, can you share what you're doing here and how you're finding the day so far?
So I'm hosting the whole event, so introducing a fantastic butchery demo, a fish filleting demo, and then also some of the great speakers for future trends, for small producers, and also really just mingling with people. It's amazing because we're all from the same boat and everybody's really happy to kind of talk food and drink all the time.
I completely agree. Plus, people are a lot more talkative when they've been fed. There's a lot of food floating around.
Yeah, loads. I mean, you know, I've eaten my own body weight in food and it's only halfway through the day.
Now, can I ask you, what does the future of food service look like to you?
Future food service is always a tricky one because it changes all the time. What I'm seeing this year in terms of food trends is the desire for people to eat healthily without it being boring. So I think we're seeing a rise in kind of people wanting protein-rich foods, which everyone is seeing is the latest trend in kind of health. And I think that will definitely move into food services. I think what people want always is simplicity, good flavour. And I think all of the green products in terms of kind of sustainability, provenance of food, all of those things that become more and more important within food service.
Now, you mentioned provenance and having more of a conscious, I suppose, mindset in terms of consumers and what they're looking for. Did you have any tips for chefs trying to tackle food waste in the kitchen and maybe how they can repurpose ingredients?
It's an interesting one about food waste in the kitchen. So I think people always ask about that. I think what chefs are very good at is not having any waste, because what you put in the bin actually costs money. So I think, you know, things that chefs always practice really, i.e. don't overorder, make sure that you're using pretty much everything that you possibly can, and be realistic about your menu. I think one of the big things that happens with food waste is that quite often people have too big a menu with too many things. And particularly at the moment when the industry is kind of hit by lack of trade, the bigger your menu, the more chance there is that you end up throwing things in the bin. So it's about, I think, short and sweet is the way to develop menus at the moment.
That's really good advice. I think some of us might be taking that home. And one final question. You mentioned the trends earlier, which we had a fantastic presentation. One of our trends is closer to home, consisting of Welsh, Irish and Scottish cuisine. Are there any tips that you can think of to try and elevate these offerings that maybe chefs can think to incorporate in kitchens?
Again, I think it's problems. I think, like, you know, I think you should never ever stop learning. But also, I don't think that cuisines are hard and fast. I think one of the great things about British food and drink industry is we're actually very good at magpie cuisine. So you might have a fantastic piece of Scottish beef, but cook it in a Japanese way, or it might well be that you might have Colcannon mash, but you might serve it with some chorizo. So I think that what we do really well in the UK is actually not be afraid to say, well, I'm having a bit of this and a bit of that, because I think what we are brilliant at, I think we are the most culturally diverse food and drink industry in the world.
That's fantastic. Simon, thank you so, so much for joining us on the podcast, and I hope you have a lovely day.
Thank you.
I'm here with Andrew Selly, CEO of Bidcorp UK. Hi, Andrew. It's brilliant to have you on the podcast.
Thank you. Great to be here.
So I've got one question for you. What does the future of food service look like to you?
Well, what does the future of food service look like is a very broad question. I'd probably split it down into two things. One is, what's the future of food? In terms of food trends, obviously, we do a fantastic food trends report, which is available on the website. And that's all about the development of flavours, etc. But I think one of the key trends for me that applies across all areas of life, really, is around personalisation. increased personalisation. We're looking for something that's special for us from a food and food service point of view. So I think that's going to continue. We're looking for those special treats for us, those special flavours for us, that unique type of service for us. And that's going to be a continued trend, I think, which will both create problems and opportunities for our customers in terms of providing that to their customers. I think the other half of the question is, what's the future of the food service market? Because obviously we've been through tough years under COVID, some buoyant years post-COVID, tough year in the last year with food inflation, etc. I think with food inflation dying off, hopefully we'll start to see more people coming back into the market, maybe interest rates come down, people feel a bit more confident. So we're hoping to see into 2025 that the market will pick up, our customers' volumes will pick up, and everyone will start to feel a little bit better about life. And that usually results in people eating more and going out more, and therefore that's good for us and good for the food service market.
Hi, I'm Georgina Knowles from Heinz, and I'm a business development executive. The future of food service from a Heinz perspective is looking at flavours, bringing in flavours from sort of all around the world. We have, we're looking at flavoured mayo, bringing in sort of different cuisines and tying that into our products. We've got our flavour adventure like smoky baconaise and firecracker. I think also ESG is a huge thing in the future of food service, so looking at how we can bring sustainability into our products, what initiatives we can bring to reduce plastic, because we know that tax is a huge thing that's affecting all companies. And we're really looking at how we can make a portfolio suitable for companies and for operators within food service. So you can find out more on our website.
Hi, I'm Heather, Nutrition Manager at Bidfood.
Hi Heather, what do you think the future of food service is going to look like for the care sector?
So as a nutritionist, I hope that there's a continued focus on nutrition in the care sector. This year in June, we had the BDA Care Home Digest released, which is basically a first of its kind set of guidelines for care homes to utilise. So there's lots of great chapters on menu planning, delivering a positive mealtime experience, special diets and all the rest. So I think that will be a really useful resource for care homes to use.
That's fantastic. There's so much there to unpack. Is there any resources that maybe might be useful for anyone that's going onto our website?
Yeah, so if you go on the care sector page of our website, we've written a blog post on the BDA Digest. So it kind of gives you the lowdown and signposts you. Customers can check that out.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Heather, and hope you enjoy today.
Thank you.
I'm here with Henry from Baxter Story. Welcome to the podcast, Henry.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us. So I've got one quick question for you. What does the future of food service look like to you?
I think embracing cultures outside of the UK and embracing a more of a family sort of dedication to food and involving more of a loving side to food and sharing.
I love that touch on community and almost quality time around food. Thank you so much for sharing that. It's great to have you on and have a great day.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Joining me now is Tim Adams, Sales and Marketing Director for Bidfood. How have you found today so far?
Crazy busy. It's been amazing to see so many customers, so many Bidfood colleagues, so many suppliers, all in one room, all tasting great products, all networking. Probably better than I could have imagined.
Today is buzzing and there's a lot of great food floating around. I do have one quick question for you. What does the future of food service look like to you?
Big question. If I wanted to draw our attention to anything, it's probably our open doors scheme. I think for me, that's the future of food service. The new brands coming through, the new products, innovation, ESG, strong founder stories. I've seen the buzz around those stands today from our customers. You can see it's what they want to look at, want to talk about. They're looking for innovation to put on their menus, to put in their restaurants, and those open door suppliers are coming there with the cutting edge innovation, which I think, to be honest, is where the future is going to be for food service.
I definitely agree. I've seen a lot of buzz around their stalls today. Thank you so much for joining us and hope you had a great day.
I have had a great day. Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening to the Talking Food with Bidfood podcast. I hope you got a good glimpse into our Taste of Bidfood event here at Silverstone and that we managed to paint a picture of what the future of food service will look like from our guests. Now, we've recently launched our food and drinks trends for 2025, so head over to our website to find out more and discover what consumers are wanting to see more of and experience next year. Thank you so much for joining us, and until next time, goodbye.